Black Star Fund Triple LP isn't your typical business services B2B specialty business. As you may have noticed, we love handling complex problems for businesses. Alternative business lending, precious metals banking, business and personal credit restoration services. These are just a few of our B2B services. Get started and go to BlackStarFundLLLP.com. That's BlackStarFundLLLP.com. In case you're wondering, Triple LP stands for Limited Liability, Limited Partnership. My name's Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and I'm also the Managing General Partner with Black Star Fund, LLLP, providing business to business services for your business certainly involves trust and partnership. Our services are ideal for small and mid-range businesses with 3 years or more of operating experience. Startups are also welcome to inquire about startup loan programs and other consultative business services. Let's start off with a confidential conversation related to your business. Book your 30-minute consultation and let's talk. Give me a call at 980-201-9878 or just fill out the contact form at BlackStarFundLLLP.com.
Your number one internet radio station.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. www.eprn.us. Welcome back to another Revealing Better Results podcast episode here on the Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy. And today's podcast is being sponsored by Magic City Hi-Li and Black Star Fund, LLLP.com. And today's podcast is being presented by Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, of course. And we have a special guest with us today, Ms. Kira Woodard. And she is the founder of Forward Launch Your SAAS. Forward Launch Your SAAS. And how are you doing today, Kira?
Oh, I'm doing great.
How are things
going? Yes. Things are going
good.
Awesome.
Great. Well, I'll start off the first question for you. How were you influenced to start your podcast and business services business?
Yeah, so actually, yeah, a couple years ago, I used to work in like full-time marketing for a software company, and that kind of introduced me to like the landscape of technology and software and like how to promote businesses kind of like in that niche. So I decided to like go and start doing freelance work in marketing. And I kind of set out to solve this problem that a lot of businesses have on like how do you create content that actually resonates with the people that you're trying to reach. And how do you do it in like a sustainable way that's actually going to get good business results? So eventually I played around with what I was offering for a while in terms of my marketing services, and then that landed me on podcasting because creating podcasts is a really, really good networking tool in this day and age because essentially what happens is instead of like you having to create content and hope it'll resonate with people, you can invite somebody you want to talk to a call. You both benefit from talking. You get to learn about their expertise, and then other people like them get to hear that expertise as well. And so you don't have to figure out what your customers want because you're talking to your customers or you're talking to the people in your industry. So, yeah, that kind of led me to start my own podcast, Forward Launch Your SaaS. And that I've been doing that for about a year. I've brought on like more than 70 guests in the marketing and entrepreneurship B2B space so far. And I'm going to expand that pretty soon to include other guests as well. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, is Forward Launcher your SaaS, S-A-A-S, is podcasting your primary method of gaining new clients for your business?
Yeah, it is at this time. Yes, yes. Okay. That's kind of the strategy I switched to last year when I decided to just kind of orient my whole business around podcasting. So my business is called Forward Launch, and then the podcast is Forward Launcher SaaS. And yeah, Forward Launcher SaaS has already brought me like a handful of clients. It's helped me network with people I wouldn't have been able to get in touch with otherwise. Yeah, I made more money from that than any other marketing activity I've put in so far to this date.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, podcasting will do it.
Yeah.
You know, it demonstrates that your understanding of what the client needs done. And pretty much you can talk it out in the discussion like we're doing here and then put everything to work. And, what has been the impact with your clients from doing your podcast? Has it been positive and productive, or do clients give you some suggestions? You know, how do you move forward with everything you're doing with your podcast?
Yeah, so I've started about 7 podcasts, like including for me and like my various clients and just people in my network I've done a couple of favors for so far. And I think it's been pretty useful and productive for them, mainly as a networking tool. So and my mom actually has a business. She's a personal finance coach. And she was struggling for years. Yeah, she was struggling for years to get customers. And at one point I was just like, okay, Mom, we got to get you some customers because I can't deal with this anymore. So she was struggling to, like, reach the right people who needed finance advice. So we started her a finance podcast called Women with Ambition. And then she went from, like, barely having meetings with anybody to, like, talking to 10, 20, 30 different women who all were coming to her to be a coach on this this podcast because it's a coaching podcast. So it was just amazing to see her network expand like that and just for her to instantly kind of be talking to the right people.
Right, yeah. Yeah, podcasting does that. It puts you in front of the right people, and the right people tune in and they're interested in what you have to say. So you don't have to really hunt people down. You know, they just have to resonate with the content you have. And what's your target goal for helping clients in 2023? What is the main goal you're trying to achieve in 2023?
Oh, that's a good question. I feel like 2022 for me was just all about proof of concept, just trying to see if this could be a good program or a service for my clients. And now I'm really confident that it is, having started so many podcasts for my clients. And so this year I want to actually expand like the scope of things that I help clients with. So I want to start, I'm already kind of starting to be known as like this B2B marketer. And I want to expand that to being known as a B2B marketer who cares about like social impact and when I started Forward Launcher SaaS, my podcast, I conceptualized it as getting tips that's going to allow you to grow your business, getting tips that's going to allow you to do better marketing. And I thought of business growth in terms of like monetary success and like getting more customers and like very, very bottom line, like very left-brain-driven approach to what business means for your life. And then I think this year I want to expand that more to all of the other areas that impact the quality of life for like the founders and the employees and the customers and like society in general, because business isn't just about the financial rewards that are it's bringing to you. It's also, right. I mean, if you make like $1 billion, but you're miserable because you sacrificed all your time and you made your employees miserable because they're working so hard that they never have time for like their family or anything they're interested in, then it's like, what did you really accomplish? And so it's about like balancing both of those aspects and like creating a good quality of life for everybody involved in the business.
Exactly. Yeah, that's great. That's a great answer. Now name a collaboration that you did that you really feel proud of. You've done about 70 so far, 70 podcasts. So, can you pick just one that you feel real confident about?
Yeah, all the episodes are so good. Everybody has like at least one insight that just really makes you go, that's really useful. I'm shocked by the quality of some of the episodes sometimes. There was one collaboration I did. It was actually like, this person actually wasn't a guest on my podcast. I just like lucked into kind of networking with her. Her name is Tamara Lur. She's like a really well-known Forbes entrepreneur person. She's okay. Like a multimillionaire, sold a business for like tens of millions of dollars. And so I was fortunate enough to get into her coaching program last year, and it was on like how to essentially grow as an entrepreneur, to get past that first level where you're, from going from just trying to survive to like trying to grow and increase kind of like the number of figures on your, at the end of your bottom line number. So that was really informative and very exciting. That was definitely my most interesting collaboration. And I helped her start a podcast called Brunch with Billionaires, which they're still working on. But yeah, essentially they're bringing on they're bringing on billionaires and trying to talk to them about like the role that as growing to a billionaire has played in their life and how it impacts society in general.
Okay. Well, I think this might be a tough question here. How do you mainly go about getting your clients for the podcast interviews?
There's several ways. It's surprisingly easier than I thought it would be. So essentially, the first step in the process is just to get people who match a certain target audience. So for me, at least last year, a lot of my audience was oriented around like business-to-business companies, software as a service. That's like a niche within like software companies, like software companies that have like some kind of subscription service attached to it is basically what SaaS means. And so I would put out a call for like founders and marketers. There's a couple ways you can do that. You can use podcast matching platforms like matchmaker.fm is one of them that I really like, and there's a handful of others. You can put out like general calls on social media. Like you can go into LinkedIn groups and just say, hey, I'd like to talk to founders and marketers at this type of company. And then I've also gotten like several more people just like through my network just telling people, hey, I need more podcast guests. Like, who do you know? Or like to some extent,
works.
Like reaching out directly through LinkedIn, or like having people I know reach out directly through LinkedIn to people that they know. And then at that point, a lot of it is like framing the concept of the podcast in a way that's appealing to the people that you want to reach. So I had mine crafted around, if you're a founder or a marketer of a business-to-business software company, like what is the one tip you would give to other people in your position that has allowed you to grow your business? So, I mean, picture yourself like you have a job at a very particular niche type of company, and then you get the opportunity to listen to like 100 other people who have that exact same job title. Like that, you must listen to that podcast. That was the way I conceptualized it. So people are very interested in like coming on the podcast. They're interested in listening to the podcast afterwards. And then, you know, the conversation just kind of naturally flows from there and naturally just provides value to the guest and kind of uplifts them and shows them and gives them a piece of content that they can point back to. And then after that recording's over, I'll just say, hey, you know, you do want to, like, hang around on the call and just, like, network for 15 minutes. Maybe there's people I can connect you to. Like, maybe there's some kind of what kind of goals or challenges do you have right now in your role or in your company? And then I'll just kind of listen. And then, you know, some people it's pretty common that people need marketing, and it's just kind of like a matter of like, well, do you need what I'm offering right now? Do you have like a budget for it? Like, are you looking at other opportunities to kind of get this need solved, or like where is the problem at? But you know, some people are interested for the future. Some people are kind of interested right now. Some people like immediately was like, yeah, I want to pay you. I want to get on the call right now.
Okay. Yeah. That's generally how it should go. Yeah. Because they, if they're talking to you, they need you right away or within the near future. So, you know, it's a good planning tool. I think it's a good planning tool.
That, and they could see that the podcast process I put them through was already pretty good. So I think that might be a unique advantage that like marketers have. Like if you can reach your customers through the way that you want them to reach their customers, that's just doing it is already kind of the proof of concept that you kind of know what you're doing.
Right. Yeah. Well, who are some people that inspire you to keep pursuing your goals with your business?
That's just an interesting question. I would say my parents in general. They've been extremely supportive of me at the beginning of my entrepreneurship journey, but then just also like my own brain. I think I just have this thing in my mind where I push myself. I push myself quite a bit, or I have up until this point, to you know hit some metric of like financial success and get my business to a point where it's kind of steady and stable, but I've been kind of like taking a step back from that and kind of looking at some of those other quality of life aspects that I was kind of talking about a minute ago. And just trying, I guess the goal for me this year is to be a lot more like balanced and like, yes, I want this business to grow, but I also, it's not just about like the money it'll bring to me. It's about like helping people and instead of thinking, instead of like compartmentalizing everything, like, okay, if I do this, this is going to make more money. I'm trying to think of it more like holistically, like if I do this, how are people going to feel about this? If I do this, like how much better are people going to feel about, you know, who their products are reaching or like how well their business is operating and how well their day-to-day is going. And so I always cared about that stuff and, like, thought about it when I was crafting my services, but it's even, like, more at the forefront of my mind, even, like, beyond. It's taken a place beyond the profit maximization.
Right.
Yeah, it's like the money part of it is now, like, secondary for me, and now I'm more concerned about you know, creating those quality of life results for everybody I interact with.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I love it. You're going after the value when you're analyzing to see what value in every part of your business will be beneficial pushing that forward. So yeah, you definitely have some good plans and good strategies and podcasting is definitely going to help it out. So, do you have any special thanks you'd like to give to any of your clients? Any shout outs?
Yeah, special thanks to Tamara and Natalie for their business coaching. Thanks to my parents thanks to all the guests who've come on my podcast so far. There's too many of them to name, but they're all great. And thanks to you for having me today. I really appreciate this, and I think this was a really great conversation.
Oh, no problem, no problem. I love having these conversations and, you know, helping new entrepreneurs, you know, get a firm footing on what they're doing. And, well, that's all the questions I have for you today. It's been real interesting.
Yeah.
And there you have it, folks. You've been listening to Revealing Better Results. I'm your host, Garland L. McLaughlin, also known as the Consulting Guy, and we had special guest Kira Woodard on with us today from Forward Launch Your SAAS podcast. And have a great week, everyone.
Stand up and never tire. Open your mind, see through the lies, the truths to be admired. Embrace your past to strike the match that sets your soul on fire.